Merry Horm. I mean, Christmas. Merry Christmas. Now, welcome to Guess What? You're Wrong, the holiday edition. Now, this season, Big D is going to tackle some holiday horror favorites and some that may just be horrible. Enjoy the show while you can.
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all the movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we're going to spoil the hell out of every single thing we talk about. So, you have been warned. Hello and welcome back to another stupendously mean and green episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Now, today, we have Christine back. Christine, how you been?
I'm doing well.
You doing all right? How's Florida weather treating you?
It's cold.
Cold?
I don't like it. Yeah.
How cold? Like 50?
Probably. It feels like 30.
It's 29 here. I'm telling you.
It feels cold. So. And you're drinking White Lightning.
White Lightning, baby. Ooh. So, with Christmas spirit in line here, in December here, we are focusing on Christmas horror. I did a couple of kid-friendly episodes early in the month. You know, we did The Nightmare Before Christmas with So-So, and we just did Krampus with LJ.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's get back into some adult horror. So we have Christine back. We're actually covering a movie that I thought was supposed to be released last year, because I was looking for it last year. It's from 2022. It's called The Mean One.
Okay.
And it's an hour and a half long, so, you know, we had a good time. We actually just finished up watching this one. Had a little bit of watch party, and it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was. You know?
Now, this movie, a brief synopsis. It's The Mean One. In a sleepy mountain town, Cindy's parents are murdered, and her Christmas is stolen by a bloodthirsty green figure in a red Santa suit. This was directed by Stephen LaMorte, written by Flip Cobbler, Finn Cobbler, and Stephen LaMorte. This obviously is a spin on The Grinch. And they went through great lengths. There you go. Thank you. To not say The Grinch in the movie. Obviously, for copyright issues, they were not allowed to use The Grinch or Stole Christmas. He says, what they call him, and then the bartender would be, Finch, last call for Finch. So they couldn't ever actually say The Grinch. I got to tell you, Christine, I watched that Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. I don't know, months and months ago. Don't waste your time. But I had high hopes for that movie. And then when I watched it, it was trash.
It was trash. It
wasn't very good at all. So after I saw that and I saw this one coming out, you know, a spin on The Grinch, kind of a horror take on The Grinch, I was kind of a little, I was like, oh, maybe not. I don't know. I was like, let's give it a try. And who else to bring it in to watch it with me but you? Right? So
we always have so much fun.
Yeah, we do. Good times. Now, The Mean One is played by David Howard Thornton. Okay, yeah. David Howard Thornton. He plays The Mean One. All intents purposes, The Grinch, right? And Crystal Martin plays Cindy. And
I've never seen her in anything else.
Neither have I. You know what? Hold on. Let me look her up real quick here, because later on in the movie, when she starts preparing for her meeting with The Grinch, or The Mean One, she starts preparing herself for a battle. You know, she's working out, you know, firearms, all that stuff. And she actually looks like an MMA fighter. So maybe, I don't know if she is or not. She's been in some TV shows, looks like. I don't see anything in here that she was like fighter or nothing. But she pulled that. She actually, there was parts in this movie here where she reminded me of like a Ronda Rousey, a younger Ronda Rousey. And I was like, ah, okay. So she's been in a few TV shows, a few movies.
Is that recognizable or?
She was in like CSI.
Oh.
Roswell, New Mexico, Malignant. She's in a movie called Malignant. Oh, I see that. Okay. 911, The Rookie, 911, Lone Star. Okay. She's been in a few things.
Yeah.
And she plays Cindy. Do they ever say her name? They know in the Dr. Seuss version, her name is Cindy Who. But and that's another thing, you know, it was, it takes place in Whoville in Dr. Seuss's version, but this is in.
They changed it to Newville.
Newville. So. But the mountain in the background looks the same, you know, how the mountain peaks up and it's got that little point and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. And of course we have Chase Mullins, who plays Detective Burke. John Bigham, who plays Doc Zeus. Dr. Zeus.
That's right.
Okay. Eric Baker plays Sheriff Hooper, and Cindy's dad Lou is played by Flip Kolber. He has a pretty small, well, pretty important role in this movie, but pretty short. Mayor McBean, Amy Schumacher. Now, I think we were definitely thinking of somebody else. She's been in. What's she been in? TV shows, really, but nothing really that stands out. But that's the main cast of this movie. And the story is simple. It's they have throughout the movie too. They have these break-ins where somebody is narrating over top in rhyme, kind of, you know, in poetry,
mm-hmm.
kind of like reminiscent to
Dr. Seuss,
you know, and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, the old cartoon, even the movie with Jim Carrey. So yeah. It's pretty interesting, I would say. Cindy, when she was a kid, played by Safina Chenadet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. We open up, this little girl sees Santa by her tree. Right? Mm-hmm. She goes down there and she gives him this necklace, a little Santa Claus necklace, puts it on him. But the mother comes down and says, "Sandy, no, get away. He's a monster." And the mom starts beating the hell out of him.
Yep.
You know, just hitting him. I'm like, wow. And it was completely by accident, which I think even early on in this movie, we could tell that it was by accident. For whatever reason, she falls and something goes through her neck.
It looks like nails.
Like a nail or something. I don't know where that came from. But at this point here, especially with the narration, we presume that the Grinch wasn't a bad guy.
No.
He was deformed, you know, he's green. He looks like the Grinch, you know. Mm-hmm. But, Cindy sees her mom dead, so she yells out, "Monster!" And that starts off the Grinch's killing spree, really. Wow.
Yeah. I'm still drinking this crap.
What do you got? White Claw Mango. Okay. That's strong stuff. You better slow down there, sister.
Please, it's 5% alcohol. This is strong. Look,
this is about 55% alcohol.
Okay.
110 proof. Cane and grain, baby. Cane and grain. Anyway, so that's just the opening part of the movie. The next scene is we see, it's like 20 years later or something like that, I think it said. And was it 20 years? Yeah, I think it was 20 years later.
Yeah, it was 20 years later.
And we see Lou, and Cindy driving. You know, they're driving down some country road, and they're actually coming back into Newville because nobody when Cindy's mom got killed, evidently nobody believed her that it was some green guy
yeah.
dressed in a Santa Claus suit that came and killed killed her mom. So,
and then we see the green mask outside.
Yeah, the sheriff says, we found this outside your window, and it was a green mask. So nobody believed her that she saw some green guy come in and kill her mom.
Do you think that the sheriff actually put the mask on the ground to confuse her?
Yeah, with what happens later on in the movie, I think definitely he did. But, you know, she has lived her life now thinking that she's crazy. And everybody's telling her, there's no such thing as monsters. That doesn't exist. You're crazy. But then we also find out that after this period, 20 years ago, there was a huge killing spree. They call him the Christmas Day Killer or something like that. Huge killing spree that went through Newville, which actually caused everybody in Newville to stop celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
They couldn't play any carols, no lights, no presents, no nothing, because anytime that would happen, the mean one would show up and kill them.
Yeah.
So they just took it all down. They just stopped celebrating. You know, that was it. Well, Cindy and her dad get to their house. They still own this house in Newville. And the first thing that her dad starts doing, they have no clue, you know, neither Cindy nor, you know, Cindy thinks that she's been crazy this whole time. So her dad starts decorating the house for Christmas, you know, and before that, they're going through town looking for Christmas decorations and nobody has any. Mm-hmm. Nobody. We just don't celebrate too much around here. Nobody really cares. And, you know, that's, especially with a small town, people care about that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But the whole house is lit up, decorated, tinsel, lights, tree, you know, candy canes, everything, everywhere. And Cindy goes, she got to take the trash out or something like that? Is that what she does?
What?
At the beginning, when her dad bites the dust. She goes out to take the trash out or something, I think. And and the door slams behind her, and she tries to get back in, but the door's locked. What does she see? That's a question. What does she see?
One.
Yeah, and her dad, I mean, getting beat up.
Dad's like...
dead. And he gets some kind, what's that? Like a cane or something like that. It went through his eye. He put it through his eye and it came out the window. And you see his eye at the end of that cane?
Yeah.
It was pretty nasty.
Yeah.
One thing I got to say about this movie here is whatever you think about the movie as a whole, the thing was graphic. The kill scenes were bloody. They were gory. And I think they were pretty well done. I'm not sure what the budget was. And let me see if that's listed here. Yeah, the budget was $612,000. So they didn't spend too much money making this movie. Oh, wait, no, that's how much they grossed. It doesn't say what the budget was. So they grossed $612,000.
Okay.
Not sure what they spent on it, but it's an indie movie. It's low budget. But the kill scenes were, I think they were pretty well done.
Yeah.
Even at times you could tell that there was CGI, but I think it was well done overall. The kill scenes, that is. You know, and then we get into Cindy meets Detective Burke. And
is that his name?
Yeah, the young guy, her beau.
I thought his name was Goldman.
Burke Goldman. Sure. Yeah, Burke Goldman. Goldman's last name. He was Jewish. It turns out he's Jewish. And they make a big point about that throughout the whole movie.
Yes.
I have no idea why, but they kept saying, the first joke was, oh, you're Jewish, because he talks about lighting candles. And he's like, oh, what gave it away? My nose? I'm like, your nose? Okay. But, you know, they definitely make it a point through the movie to point out that he's Jewish.
Yes.
Which I guess would lend to the reason why he's safe, because he doesn't celebrate Christmas. So, I mean, even at the end, when he tries hunting the mean one down, he's trying to sing Christmas carols, and he doesn't know the words.
Then he just starts doing Hanukkah. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Yeah.
I teach you how to play.
he's singing, what was the song he was singing? Jingle Bells? Or I don't know what he was singing. He was just throwing different words in there. Oreos don't belong and all this stuff. Dude, come on.
Funny.
Come on. But so even after her dad dies, now this is a low budget. We can't expect this to be, you know, big blockbuster acting and all this in producing and directing, but her dad dies and she's in the hospital, but they're not holding her for questioning.
No.
Now, this is a big hint that maybe there's something going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of. Because if you're the only one present, if they think that you're already mentally ill and crazy,
mm-hmm.
and your dad dies in the same house that your mother had died in, you think they're going to hold her for a little bit for some questioning, figure out something's going on here. And they make it a point later on, too, that it's a small town. There's Detective Burke and there's Sheriff Hooper. They're the only two officers in town.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really have any police officers, but they have a detective, which is a little odd. Okay. But we get this damn Mayor McBean popping up everywhere. And every time she pops, she's running for reelection. So every time she pops up somewhere, she's popping stickers on people's chest, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
And I go, come on. I already tell. You know, and her last name was McBean, which actually is where Beatty comes from. My last name comes from McBean.
McBain.
They're the same. They're the same clan.
Is it?
McBain, McBean. Yeah. He became McBain later on. It was originally McBean.
McBean?
Yeah. And Amy Schumacher, boy, she's just popping up everywhere with it. Or Mayor McBean, kind of like Mayor McCheese, you know?
Yeah.
And popping up everywhere. And we find out later on why she's all in everybody's business all the time, especially when Cindy's walking around.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, this movie, an hour and a half with credits and everything, I would say probably about an hour and 20 minutes long. The story is not slow.
No.
I'm trying to think, any of the bad things that I can really think about the movie. I mean, it's The Grinch, a horror movie. But any bad thing, I mean, you can pawn that off as a low budget. You know, they didn't have a lot of money, the budget for it. So graphic-wise, acting wasn't A+, but it was good acting. I mean, they did a good job. Yeah. It wasn't like they had picked a bunch of people out from the Home Depot parking lot and said, hey, come and be my movie. You know, these people actually were decent actors, you know. What was that? Was that funny? Did you know, Mexicans hang. Look, I'm Mexican, so I can say these kinds of things. Okay. Calmate, home. I'm done. So, let me see if there's any trivia on this here. I didn't even look at this here. Hold on.
Okay.
There are multiple references to Dr. Seuss and some of his works. A restaurant is named Horton's, from Horton, Here's a Who. Yep. A character called Dr. Seuss, rhymes with Dr. Seuss. Mm-hmm. And a character drinks from a bottle named Giselle's. Remember I mentioned this in the movie. Dr. Mm-hmm. Seuss's real name is Theodore Seuss Giselle. Mm-hmm. There you go. Look at that. This movie is loosely based on the iconic 1957 children's book, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, by Dr. Seuss. Not Dr. Seuss. Mm-hmm. I'm about a cranky Christmas-hating creature that ruins the holiday for a small town. The title, The Mean One, is taken from the original song used in the 1966 animated TV special. In the book, the special, and the following appearances, though, the Grinch doesn't kill anybody. Because those are made for kids. Why would they kill anybody?
No.
That's it. I mean, there's not much trivia in this about this here. Only a couple things. Interesting. You know, we have this Cindy keeps running back to the sheriff. You got to do something. Right? And the sheriff. What'd you think of the sheriff?
What, the sheriff of the town?
Yeah, what'd you think of him?
I thought he was a dick.
Yeah, he was. And we find out later on why he was such a dick to Cindy. But right now, you know, Cindy knows what she saw. Nobody wants to believe her. I mean, nobody. Everybody's like, I'm not taking the word from a crazy woman, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they made her just pretty much like they gaslighted her.
Oh, yeah. What are you using all these new terms? You act like you're young or something. What's going on? So we have Dr. Seuss. When he pops onto the scene here, Cindy's at the bar. Right? She's drinking. She's like, nobody's going to believe her. Nobody believes her, blah, blah, blah. And Dr. Seuss pops up. Wait, does he pop up at the bar or?
No, remember the Chris, like the Santa Claus convention comes into town.
Oh, we forgot. I forgot about that whole scene. Oh my gosh, I can't remember. SantaCon is what it was called. SantaCon. There's a van. A van pulls up with, it's just full of people dressed. And this was just throw in. I mean, they had to have been passing through because if there's anybody that lived close by, they would know, hey, we don't do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you had a van full of, I don't know, people dressed up as Santa elves, Santa's helpers, even a Christmas tree.
Yes.
An inflatable Christmas tree. And they stop in Newville to get something to eat, something to drink, whatever. They pop into this place. The waitress is like, oh, shit, great. They come in and sit down, and she's like, the kitchen's closed. The only thing I can offer you is our drinks.
And they're like, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, and by drinks, I mean iced tea. Like, two. Come on. What the hell? But they are all Santa Claused out, you know, having a good old time there. Too festive. Because who shows up?
The mean one.
Yeah, you can't call him the Grinch. It's the mean one.
Yeah, it's the mean one.
Yeah, he shows up. First of all, we have the waitress, Emily, who's Victoria Ippolito. The Grinch locks her into the cooler, which to me says that, well, the Grinch doesn't just kill everybody. He's only going to kill people that were actually celebrating Christmas. So he puts her in the freezer. Then he comes out to introduce himself to the hiker, or not to the hikers, to the SantaCon. Mm-hmm. And we get a good glimpse of what he actually, they did a good job, in my opinion. What do you think of his makeup and stuff?
I think they did a really good job. He looked like the Grinch.
He looked like the Grinch. And I noticed that throughout the movie, whenever they show the Grinch, he's making these, you know, there's even one scene, like in the old cartoon, when he's walking across the floor, he's walking on his fingertips and his tippy toes. Yeah. And they show a scene in this restaurant scene with the SantaCon where he's doing that. He's walking across the floor on his fingertips and his tippy toes. I thought that was kind of cool. But, you know, he's got to put his top to people celebrating Christmas. You know, and that's what he does.
Yeah. Doesn't like it.
He
doesn't like him.
He kills. Well, first of all, they had a minivan. It wasn't like a full-size, you know, murder van or nothing like that. It was a minivan. Mm-hmm. They had SantaCon on the side. The amount of people that they had packed into this thing, there was probably 15 damn people in there.
Yeah.
You know, with
it was like a clown car.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? Even that guy in the inflatable Christmas tree, what?
But right.
They fit him in there.
Where did that come from?
They fit them all in there. And the Santa guys were dicks, too. I mean, even that one waitress was like, we have regular tea is all we have. And the one Santa guy is pat, you know, smacks her on the ass and is like, just rub it on you. I bet you it'll be sweet then.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah. Kind of.
No.
You like my beard? You like my beard, don't you?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Christine, this is some good stuff.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Stuff. Anyway, back to the movie. What did you drink all that sweet tea already?
No.
So you still got some of that.
Yeah.
This is, I did make something, what was it? Orange creamsicle.
Yeah, I want to know how that came out.
It was awesome. I didn't make a whole bunch of it because it was an experiment. So I was giving it away to people. I was like, just here, take it, drink it. Tell me what you think, honestly. Mm-hmm. People were loving it. They were like, oh, yeah. There was a couple of faults in it that I have to correct, but the recipe came directly from my buddy Phil Billy Moonshine, and it tasted like you were eating a push pop, like the orange and vanilla flavor. Oh, creamy! Yeah. It was delicious. But anyway, I also made a whole bunch of apple pie. Boy, that people love that too.
That was good.
Yeah, delicious. Anyway, back to the movie. I don't know what you keep talking about here. You're bringing up other stuff.
This happens with us, Stan. This has always happened with us.
What? I don't even remember where we were at in the movie.
I don't know.
Oh, the SantaCon. SantaCon.
SantaCon. That's right.
It kills everybody. I mean, even the kill scenes in this are quick. They don't spend a lot of time on them. I'm guessing because they have a huge budget. But the kill scenes are effective.
Yeah, they're pretty gory.
Yeah, I mean, there's blood and guts. Even that one, what's that one Santa's helper, the elf, who he throws into that meat grinder?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what that reminded me of?
What?
Remember Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Yes.
Remember Wonderful Sausage or whatever the hell that movie
was? Ooh, boy. This is... Now, there was a lot of that. The blood that was splattering everywhere and everything, it was CGI. But I think that it was effective.
It was.
With the short kills, they didn't spend any length of time on any specific kill. My guess is because of the budget, they didn't want to go in, you know, too much. And time constraints. The movie can only be so long. They don't want to go into a whole bunch of stuff. Got a room full of people. Kind of reminds me a little bit of some of the kill scenes in Ash vs. Evil Dead, when they just throw a whole bunch of people in there and they got to kill a bunch of deadites kind of deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out here if they had... I still can't find the budget on this movie. I'm not seeing that anywhere. Wow. Bloody Disgusting gave this a 2.5 out of 5. What's the concept is outrageous, is begging to be go full camp, but only okay. I thought this was a good movie. Decent. Anyway. So we finished up with this murder scene in this restaurant. And I'm just guessing he lets that waitress out of the cooler because she couldn't get out before. So he let her out. And she was a sole survivor. He didn't kill her. So we know that from that point, like I said earlier, the Grinch only kills people celebrating Christmas. Right.
So then my question is, how are they like feeding him on the mountain? Like between, if he's only killing people,
well,
like that are dressed Christmassy.
Well, this is what we find out, you know, what's his name? I got a page here. Detective Burke. Is that his name? Yeah. Detective Burke.
Yeah.
Yeah. He starts doing it a little bit because Cindy's out in the woods and, oh, she's out there hiking. This was earlier on in the movie. She's out there hiking and there's a couple. She's taking pictures and stuff because she's just sightseeing is all she's doing at this point. This is earlier in the movie. She sees a couple over there that, you know, oh, they're dressed up and Christmassy. And one guy has some mistletoe. He puts it over her head and they're going to kiss. And she sees through her camera the mean one.
Yes.
So she tries to rush up there and, you know, the mean one kills the boyfriend. And luckily, the girlfriend gets saved. But this is when she comes out with that picture. It's kind of like that old Gimlin film, from the Bigfoot, Patterson Gimlin film, where you see Bigfoot, but it's off in the distance, you know.
Yeah.
She has a picture, which is kind of blurry. You see the face a little bit. And they use that at the end of the movie, too, to promote tourism. That's what they do. But the sheriff's like, oh, you can't see nothing here. This is all blurry. What's going on? Blah, blah, blah.
Right. She starts putting flyers, like, all through the...
And the mayor is pissed. The mayor tells the sheriff, you need to get this taken care of. You know, get it taken care of now. Because they protect that town. You know, the town, they don't want any disruptions, basically, in how they're running the town.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me while I take a drink. I'm getting parched.
Go ahead. You're getting parched.
Sip on that.
Finish this thing.
Sip on that White Claw, girl. Mango White Claw.
Tastes like duty.
Duty. But Cindy's putting something together. She knows that something's amiss. You know, and she gets Detective Burke because when she was over there, she fell back and she fell into this cave and she found a wallet. So she gives it to Detective Burke. He does some digging and he finds out, well, this person's been missing 11 years or whatever. Well, he starts doing some, he's like, well, okay, something's wrong, but you're saying that some green guy is attacking people. Come on.
Yeah.
Now, he is a detective. They had recently just transferred there. So he's doing some digging. He knows how to, even later on, the sheriff is like, somebody with eyes that know how to look is looking into this. So, and you know, he's talking about Detective Burke. But we find out that there's a lot more wallets that he finds. But he goes down there and does some searching. Well, we were watching this. You were asking, where's the dog with the antlers?
Yeah.
You know, because that's pretty prevalent. Yeah, prevalent in the cartoon and stuff. So even in the movie. So while Detective Burke is in this cave fishing around for stuff, he steps on this stuffed animal dog with antlers. So there's your dog.
With like one antler.
Yeah. And starts playing, well, I don't know, Jingle Bells or something like that. Starts playing some. And right then, at this moment here, the mean one, you can hear him coming down the cave hallway or whatever, caveways or whatever.
Yeah.
And he hides behind this rock. And
they never explain what he really is.
No, they don't. They don't dig into that at all. Maybe for a sequel. Never know.
Maybe.
But Detective Burke hides behind this rock, and the mean one drags in one of those Santa Claus bodies. This is one of the things that I thought was kind of odd, too, is I'm guessing he only took one body, right?
Mm-hmm.
It had to have been because the state police and everything were investigating that murder, and they found a whole bunch of bodies. But he must have, the mean one, I keep wanting to say the Grinch. That's who he is. But he only took one body, and he's dragging it into this cave. And Detective Burke is hiding. But then that damn dog goes off again and starts playing that song. So the Grinch is like, what? What is this? And Detective Burke throws it to the side, and he goes and hides under this white blanket, sheet, whatever.
Yeah, I'm playing dead.
Yeah. The Grinch finds that dog with the antler and just steps on it and crushes it until it stops playing the music. But while Detective Burke is here, he finds a bunch of other wallets. He escapes, and he's able to do some further investigating on these wallets that he found down there. And it turns out that there's hundreds of people just missing, you know, and nobody's ever said a thing about it.
They're just missing.
And he's like, He thinks something's up even more. So, mm-hmm. You know, he goes to Cindy. He's like, yeah, something's up. I can't place it, blah, blah, blah. But, and at this point here, Cindy's getting prepped. She's working out, you know, she's learning to fight. She's good with a firearm. She's down. One thing, when she first tries to fire her gun, she had a safety on, so it wouldn't shoot.
like, there, take the safety off.
I know, man, but she gets proficient. You know, she gets good. She sets up traps. She does the whole Home Alone thing, setting up traps around the house.
Yep.
For the Grinch. Detective Burke ends up finding there's a website that it's called Hike Newville Mountains or something like that. So it is a huge website that's associated with like hikers, people that hike. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hike. I'm too fat for that stuff. But, you know, he starts digging it on this website, figuring out who put this up because it's drawing in hikers. So he's, what the hell's going on? He finds something, but then they cut away, and we don't see it until a little bit later. And I don't even remember what happened next. There's a little gap here. What happened?
What? When you were in the cave?
No, this is, okay, he finds out some information. They flash over to Doc Zeus coming out of a bar. He's been drinking like crazy. This guy's an alcoholic. And we learned a story about Doc Zeus, too. We forgot about that. He's an alcoholic now, and he's spent his, I guess, the last 11 years hunting for the mean one. Mm-hmm. And he's the only one that believes Cindy, because he's seen it as well. He even had a good drawing, and that drawing looks like it came directly from Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas book, right? And so he's at this bar drinking. And the reason why he's an alcoholic now is because, you know, this town of Newville doesn't celebrate Christmas at all. But his wife had this great idea that she was going to send some gifts off to some relatives that lived in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they weren't celebrating. That's why they, you know, they thought it was okay because she was just going to take these gifts and she was going to mail them off to some places across the country. Well, turns out that that's a bad idea as well.
Yes.
Because in this scene here was pretty graphic.
Yeah.
You know, they showed Doc Zeus's wife carrying these a bunch of presents. She's going to the post office. She doesn't make it 10 steps out of her car.
Yeah.
And you just see this green flash. And he cut her in half.
Yep.
I mean, he cut her in half. Wow. Okay. So the Grinch means business.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Sweet, too. But it's got a little bit of kick because it's 110 proof. So we find out that Doc Zeus has a reason to be hunting the Grinch. You know, he's a little bit pissed off. And I lost your audio. What are you saying?
Calling through.
Oh my goodness, that woman. You want to answer it real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll wait.
She's not calling through anymore.
Okay, never mind. So we know that Doc Zeus has a reason to want to hunt the Grinch down. And that's the reason why he believes Cindy, because he's seen it too, and because of what happened to his wife. But Detective Burke, he comes upon this revelation. He tracks down this website, Hike Newville Mountains. It was blocked, you know, it was private servers, blah, blah, blah. It turns out that Mayor McBean is the one that has put up the site trying to lure people to Newville to go hiking.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. And then Detective Burke has done some other detectiving, you know, investigating, and found some public or social media posts of people that had gone hiking in Newville Mountains. And the background of these pictures here and there, now you can see, you can tell that they were obviously photoshopped in there, you know, and it wasn't even a good Photoshop job. But the Grinch is in various pictures throughout. So Detective Burke is believing Cindy fully now with about the Grinch. But then he sees that Cindy is getting ready for war. You know, she's got weapons everywhere, guns, knives, you know, there's booby traps everywhere. He's like, you need to learn to forgive. You need to learn to forgive. She's like, forgive?
Right.
This guy killed both my parents. What are you talking about? And I got to tell you, I'm on Cindy's side, you know?
Yeah.
It's time to get some payback, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, though, how she could fire that rifle and have so much kickback, but the looked like a Glock. That didn't have any kickback for her at all.
No, that's later on. When she fired that shotgun, I think she...
Yeah, when she's getting ready, you know, like when she's training. She's out there with a candy cane rifle and a gun, but the...
I must have missed that.
Gives her like kickback. She like falls back.
Must have missed that. I don't know. Damn. I must have fallen asleep.
Things other people don't see.
Maybe so. One thing I did notice a lot in this movie here was that everybody that was carrying around a firearm whenever they're headed up, they are, and this is odd in movies, especially, you know, in horror movies and such, they were practicing good gun safety. The whole time when you're holding a handgun, you're not supposed to put your finger on the trigger. You put it on the side of the, you know, on the side. You don't put it on your trigger until you're ready to fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all doing that. And I was pretty impressed with that. I mean, that's, as a firearm owner, there's kinds of things that I pick up on in movies, but you know, hey. But this whole Detective Burke approaches, the sheriff has thrown in Doc Zeus, thrown him in the jail because he's drunk. Says, you're not getting out until you dry up. Well, Detective Burke approaches or confronts Sheriff Hooper with all this evidence. And we get the story. The truth behind what's going on in Newville. Well, it turns out that they initially started feeding the Grinch sheep and stuff. You know, they were dressing them in, like, you know, Santa outfits and all that stuff and putting a goat out there, and the Grinch would come and get it. But the Grinch had had a taste of human meat.
Yes.
And now he wanted only human meat. So they had rigged up this plan. Well, the mayor had done it first, but then the sheriff went along with it quietly and not said it, didn't say anything, to lure people to the mountains to feed the Grinch. That would keep the Grinch out of Newville.
Mm-hmm.
So the mayor is dirty. Dirty. She's a dirty girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing, I'll talk about that here in a minute. The Detective Burke decides he's going to go off and put a stop to it. And the sheriff's like, you don't go out there at night. Don't do it. Don't do it. Detective Burke goes out there to hunt down the Grinch. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, there's a whole scene with Doc Zeus was like, no, you can't let him go. It's on your conscience now, whatever. So Doc Zeus gets out of jail because the sheriff gives him the keys. And we know that the sheriff's going to go and try and help the kid. Detective Burke.
Mm-hmm.
We have the whole scene with Detective Burke in the cave. He goes down and he lands bear trap.
That's Goldman. That's Sheriff Goldman.
His name was Detective Burke Goldman.
Is it?
I think Burke is his first name.
Okay.
Goldman. Because he's a Jewish guy. So he falls. He gets his leg in that bear trap. He's screaming. He's like, oh, shit. He can't reach his gun. The Grinch shows up but gets shot. And we see that the sheriff had come to save Detective Burke Goldman. So he lets him out of the bear trap. He goes out, and just in time, Cindy and Doc Zeus are out there to get him out. No, we got to go back in. We got to go back in the cave, and we got to get the sheriff. And Cindy sees his hand come out. She goes to grab his hand and pull him out, and it's just his arm. He's tore up.
And that's kind of
funny. That's kind of funny. But then, you know, they go back, and there's a whole. We got the battle royale scene at the end where Cindy completely decorates her house. Christmas lights everywhere. Everything. Candy canes, Christmas tree, Christmas music, everything. She's just going out because she's trying to lure him in. And she acts like she's asleep.
Did you see the Christmas ball bombs?
Yeah.
That she had.
They're pretty cool. And there's a scene where she's pretending to be asleep on the couch. The Grinch shows up and is going to get her. And she's like, surprise. And she kicks him, you know, because she's waiting for him. And then, boom, boom, we got a bunch of shots coming in from outside. Doc is apparently a sniper now. You know, and the Grinch takes off. But there's a whole scene where the Grinch goes outside and is beating up on Doc. Cindy comes out to save him. And this is the one scene I thought you were talking about when she had the shotgun. She tries to. She goes to shoot him, but at the same time she fires, the Grinch hits her, which knocks her on her ass. And then, you know, they fight a little bit back and forth. Yeah. She starts running inside because Doc tells her, go back to your safe spot. You know, your I can't remember what he called it. But as she's running inside, she has an ornament, a Christmas tree ornament, and she turns around and does an action movie fashion too. She turns around as she's in the air and just it throws this Christmas tree ornament at it, and it blows up.
Yep.
And also, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
She runs inside. There's a battle. Battle ensues. And she has presents all under the Christmas tree, but all of her presents are actually weapons. You know, she pops out one, and it's the shotgun. And all of her firearms are all candy cane. They're white and red striped. They're all candy cane striped.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. Something good to have over the Christmas season. In case you need to protect your home, you know, of course. And
candy cane.
Shotgun. Double barrel sawed-off shotgun. S-Mart's top of the line. That's right. This baby is made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109. Never mind. I know that movie way too well.
S-Mart.
Yeah. And so there's a, she has this rug laying over this fuse that is decorated like Christmas tree garland. She pops up the rug. She lights this fuse and it, the Christmas tree blows up. You know, the Grinch is, this is, what a scene.
Yeah, this is an interesting scene.
Well, and this is where, you know, she's beating his ass. She gets the better of him on this and gets him on the ground, pulls a knife out, and is getting ready to kill him. But she notices something. What does she notice? Do you remember what she saw?
Yeah, he's shaking and scared. And
well, yeah, he's scared, but she sees the Santa Claus necklace that she gave to him.
That's right.
When she was a little girl. And we get
keeping it all this time.
We get this whole scene. We get this whole scene with she's like, you kept it this whole time. Why? And okay. So she gets emotional and she forgives him. Instead of killing him, she forgives him. And then she kisses him on the cheek. And just like they say in the story that, you know, his heart grew 3 times.
Yep.
You know, because in this telling, his heart did grow 3 times, but his heart blew up. It killed him.
That's what would naturally happen, I would think, if somebody's heart
yeah, it grew would.
3 times.
It would.
I mean, come on.
Kills him. Right? Yeah. And, you know, Newville goes back to a happy, you know, town. Everybody's celebrating Christmas like overnight. There's decorations, there's people singing, there's Christmas parties, everything everywhere. The sheriff and Cindy are now, Detective Burke Goldman is now the sheriff. And they're a thing now, and you know, oh, smoochy smoochy.
Yeah, mooning over each other.
Yeah, and the sheriff tells Cindy, well, the feds came in, took all the pictures, took the body, took everything. Okay, so there's no evidence, no proof or anything that he ever existed, except for that one picture that she took early on. And it goes viral. And now everybody in the world is coming to Newville to hike the Newville Mountains looking for the mean one.
The Grinch.
Yeah. And so they end up building a huge tourism industry with hikers coming in trying to find the Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much where it ends. I mean, there's not much more with that, was there? There's nothing. Yeah. Was there any, remember anything else?
No.
That's pretty much it, right?
That's pretty much it.
So that's the movie. That's The Mean One. 2022. What'd you think, Christine? Overall. Overall.
I liked it.
I enjoyed the movie. I mean, there's a couple of things that, first off, we don't learn what the Grinch is. I mean,
yeah, they never say that.
The story of how the Grinch stole Christmas, people live in Whoville, and they're not human, kind of human looking, but they look a little bit different.
Yeah. You know?
But we know that the Grinch was, they tell a little bit more about the Grinch in that story. You know, he was just somebody that, you know, lived on the outside of town, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But in that storyline, because the Whovians, people that lived in Whoville, Whovians are Dr. Who people. But, you know, they looked a little bit different. So it wasn't a far stretch that the Grinch looked different because he just lived on the outside of town.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't part of Whoville. In this movie here, everybody's human.
Yeah,
and they never go into explain really who the Grinch is, how he got that way. You know, why has he got green fur and he's got a Grinch face? You know, they don't explain that too much. And I can see for this type of movie that they're going to leave that there to try and maybe build on it later. Mm-hmm. Fine, cool, I get that. So, but what's with feeding him meat? You know, that's one thing I didn't get. I mean.
Yeah.
Because thinking back to when being in the movie, when Cindy first saw him, he wasn't a bad guy.
No.
He wasn't there to eat nobody or kill anybody. He was, who in the hell know what the hell was he doing there? I don't know. Bringing presents. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until Cindy's mom died that his persona changed. Yeah. He turned into that monster. So I don't get why they were feeding him. At first they were feeding him livestock.
Yeah.
But then they started feeding him humans. Why?
I don't know.
You know, they never made that correlation to who he was and to why he was eating human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's what he was doing. I think even early on you asked, you were like, is he eating them?
Yeah.
But then we see there's that one scene there where he's taking a bite out of somebody. And then the Sheriff Hooper says, yeah, he was. And, you know, you were feeding him to keep him out of Newville. So that's just a why, you know, kind of deal. And the last thing that I had at the end was the whole scene with Cindy forgiving him. And I understand, in order to keep with the how the Grinch stole Christmas, the whole storyline, that has to happen. And I understand that, but man, I wanted her to kill him so bad. Well, I guess she does, really. I mean, because his heart explodes, but. You know.
That's what would happen in real life if your heart grew like that.
Yeah, his heart exploded, so. Yeah. Mm. All in all, I'm going to take a drink real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Getting dry. You know.
I got to finish this.
Yeah, that White Claw's kicking your ass, girl. Jeez.
Ooh.
You're not driving nowhere tonight, are you? Carbon tastes like hot cat piss, doesn't it?
Horrible.
So all in all, I enjoyed the movie, honestly.
I did too.
It's a B movie. Actually, I think somebody even called it like a D movie or something like that. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Comparatively to some of the movies that I've seen, this one's up there.
Like Candy.
Well, no, Candyland was pretty good. Candyland was something else.
Something else.
That's right. It was. Boy, two types of... That was... Yeah. Anybody that's listening, go back into my history here. We covered Candyland, I don't know, a few months ago.
Yeah.
And boy, that was a movie. Huh.
That was something.
I'm going to have to rewatch that again, tell you the truth. But the mean one. All in all, not a bad movie. I think when it far exceeded my expectations after seeing Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, the Grinch, or the mean one, far exceeded my expectations. Is it a top-of-the-line, grade-A horror movie? No.
No.
And you're getting a horror parody of something like this, you're not going to get that. And people should expect not to get that. It was a great movie, in my opinion, for what it is.
Yeah.
This is probably something that I will likely keep on my media server because I enjoyed this movie. I'll keep it with my Christmas horror along with, you know, Violent Night, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Black Friday, mm-hmm. and all these great movies. I am hoping that they decide to do a part two.
Yeah, that would be cool.
You know, because they definitely have a different kind of a slasher movie. And at the end of this, there was something at the end too. Didn't they have his laugh or something came out as they were fading to black? They had his laugh.
Did the
Grinch's laugh, yeah. Because the feds took his body. So even though his heart exploded, since they took his body, he may very well come back. Who knows?
The Men in Black.
Yeah. MIBs, baby. Don't look for J and K because they're there.
Yeah.
All in all, not a bad movie, in my opinion. If you like some cheesy Christmas horror, check it out.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff. A lot better than Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and 100 times better than that remake of Jeepers, Fucksucking Creepers.
They had a remake of that shit?
That movie was terrible. Terrible. I tell you, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Terrible. Anyway, that's it. That is the end, Fini, of this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Christine, thank you for hanging out with me and watching this movie and drinking that fuck-sucking White Claw. What the hell is that? Anyway, everybody out there, sweet dreams, love, peace.
And chicken grease.
And chicken grease, baby. Later, tater.
Thanks for hanging out with Big D and me and listening to him while he dove into this cinematic masterpiece. You all have a happy holiday, and until next time, sleep well.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.